Hey guys, welcome to the Wiscott Sports Pod. This is your host, Nick Semmings. This is the first of many, many very successful episodes of a weekly podcast where I'm going to be bringing you Wisconsin sports discussion. I know there's a large market for that, and I'm imagining you're all very excited to hear it. But seriously, I'm jacked up to do this. I'm hoping you're on board, you know. I think we could get along real well here. Me and you, listener. Basically, what it breaks down to is I'm a huge Packer fan. That's going to come first here. Then the Bucks, the young Bucks with Giannis Antetokounmpo. The Brewers, the Badgers in all forms. I'm just jacked, you know. I'll also be bringing up a little bit of Game of Thrones, possibly. Some music discussions. And having friends on along the way. We'll see where it goes, guys, you know. I'm just jacked. I'm excited. I'm glad this is finally happening. A little about myself. I'm just an IT guy from a small town around Eau Claire. And really, this is exciting for me, you know. Something outside of my normal reach. Something I've never really gotten into or done before, but we're going to have fun. This is going to be good. The first episode today, I'm going to have a little discussion with a longtime friend of mine, Brandon Fels. We're going to get into some Packers talk, lead it into the Bucks. But I'll leave it at that for you, you know? I'll tease you a little bit. Before we go there, I'm going to express some serious disappointment in our Milwaukee Brewers today. They went down to the Washington Nationals 15-2, giving up 5 home runs in one inning, which ties the all-time MLB record. It's kind of disgusting. I don't know what to say beyond that. Peralta sucked. It's kind of making me want to, you know, make a couple of moves, but I'll hold on. We've got a bunch of young prospects who probably shouldn't have even been in this situation in the first place, floating around first, dominating first place for most of the year, really, but floating around it now. And I think other than today, we've got to be really proud of them. Typically an extremely stout defense with some guys who can hit. I don't know. I'm just trying to keep myself optimistic here. Either way, let's do a little sponsorship and we'll head into the episode. All right, our sponsor today is the Bus Bros Tour Co., partly owned by Brandon Fels, our guest today. I'll just read right off their website here. Bus Bros Tour Co. is a craft brewery and winery tour service based in the Eau Claire area. Our all-inclusive tours include your drinks at every stop, flight for breweries, glass of wine for wineries, a friendly tour guide, discounts at local businesses, and a souvenir glass. We specialize in private parties and events. Guys, this is a good couple of dudes, both of which I've known for a long time, and I think they've hit a home run on this business idea here, and I think you'll hit a home run signing up with them, too. Go to busbrostourco.com or do a little search on Facebook for the Bus Bros Tour Co. You won't regret it. Now, on to the show. Here's Brandon Fels. Yeah, I'm just going to turn it on. We can fucking go from there.
Sweet.
Mm-hmm. Thanks for the drink, by the way.
No problem. Mm-hmm. Captain and Coke and a Jack glass.
So, what have you been up to, my man? What's good? Didn't ask you when I came in.
Well, as you know, Munson came over and he checked on the house.
Mm-hmm.
He's trying to get that finished up.
Gotcha.
She is not appreciating the dust.
Well, I mean, you're going to have that, though, tearing out a stairway like that.
I probably undersold what the job would entail.
Yeah?
Yeah, I knew it was going to be a mess, but I didn't think it would be that big of a mess.
And now it's just...
And it didn't get done in one day. Munson consistently will under time quote me for a job.
He just wants you to be, you know, wants you to be proactive and happy with what you're about to
do. Sometimes it's almost like Franson time, though, where it's just like, dude, I know that we're not going to get to that point today, and I'm okay with that. Let's just go in to the job with a little bit more reasonable expectation.
Let's just be Giannis, right?
That's right. We'll be real. Wow.
That was lame, right?
Your mom asked me about Kaylee's 21st. When is that?
August 12th.
She said the 12th, I think, was the date she wanted.
Okay. 12th she'd want?
She sure that I have to look at that.
Thought it might have been the 18th or...
Yeah, would you be riding on that?
That sounds like a women's affair.
Oh, okay. Sorry, I don't know if, like, your dad and stuff would go and you, mm-hmm. but...
I don't think so.
21st, huh? Jesus.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Old wasn't she drinking in the Shrum Bar?
Yeah. Maybe. Doesn't everyone?
Right.
I've been working on trying to lose, like, 15 pounds off myself here, bud.
Dude, I'd love to... try to grab onto that effort. We went on a pretty big walk today with Stella. That's been helping.
Mm-hmm.
Today, salad for lunch, but I'm matching that with cheese curds and ranch. You know what I mean? You're not going to lose weight doing that. You're going to maybe stay the same.
So you're doing the exercising and not eating as well? Here's what I'm doing. I'm eating really well, not exercising. So I'm not working anything off. I'm just kind of like leveled out.
Yeah, we're both plateauing.
Yeah.
Which is better than increasing, I guess. Mm-hmm. Giving these puppies away, family night tickets.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Oh, that's where you ticket mash them. Okay. Nice.
Well, yeah, my cousin wanted to take me. Mm-hmm. Couldn't go because of Brofest.
So, yeah, I'll take him if that's what you're trying to do.
You're not going to go to Brofest?
Yeah, right.
That's what that would entail. Family
that's
night.
That's a good giveaway. What's the response on that?
It's been very good. Yeah, I would say.
Hmm. Well, do you want to, since we're on the subject, do you want to plug the brew hop a little bit?
Well, no longer known as the Brew Hop.
Ah, well, it's a piece of the Bus Bros.
It is.
Sorry.
Bus Bros Tour Co. Running the Eau Claire Brew Hop. It's been a good giveaway, yeah. We got a lot of people interested in those tickets. I would say with that and the Country Fest giveaway, that was nice. Did one other one. Oh.
I forgot that you did a Country Fest giveaway. I'm not even sure I saw that.
Yeah. You must have missed it. It was early on.
But too bad. I really wanted to go.
Nobody goes to that.
No. Well, about the Packers, what training camp started today? What do you like? What are you excited about this year? Any expectations? Or?
Got some early jawing, and we knew this was going to be a great storyline. Vikings fans and Packer fans about the fact that the Super Bowl is being held over in Minnesota, and us already going, oh, what if we go this year? Because with Rodgers, you logically can say you have potential to go to the Super Bowl every year.
It's, yeah. It's what you need to do.
It's not an unfair statement at all. NFC Championship, when we were not even taken seriously to make the playoffs midseason.
Yep.
What a run.
Yeah. And then get blown out, which is too bad. But it was exciting that they were even there in the first place.
Right. You're down to the last four teams. I think that's a good season.
Yeah. Ever since I heard the Super Bowl would be held in the Vikings' new stadium, all I've wanted is for the Packers to go in there. And the one time they've got a Lombardi trophy in that city, we take it away from them and bring it back across the border.
That would be a special one for sure. I just drove by U.S. Bank Stadium the other day. What a beauty.
It's gorgeous.
It is nice.
And the X Games there this year.
Really?
Yeah.
I heard they were having problems with birds hitting the side of it. It is very mirrored.
Birds hitting the side, panes of glass falling randomly. I'm not sure if that's still a thing.
Yeah.
But it's had its fair share of disaster so far.
No, but I will give it credit. It seems like a nice building. Haven't been inside.
I was, I feel a little bad saying this. I was a little intimidated that first game last year. Listening to that horn they have at the beginning of the game.
Oh, I don't remember it. This is a really big one?
They've got a big Viking horn up in the corner. Horn up in the corner that they like blowed just at the to signal the start of the game.
Okay.
Oh, it's insane.
They don't do it on scores? Just to start?
No, they do that annoying-ass little fucking horn on scores and first downs and shit. Huh. But, yeah, this one's... It was nuts. As soon as I heard that, I had a little inkling that we might lose this one.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I mean, it was their first game over there, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, it was the opener. That would have been nice to steal from them, too, but whatever. They can have that. We'll take the trophy.
Right. Yeah, just looking at last year, you know, 10-6. Overall, it was a decent division. You had the collapse of Minnesota after a great start.
5-0, number one in the NFL. Boom! Goes the dynamite. You're good.
The Bears had a terrible season. I wonder if they'll turn that around.
Honestly, the Bears, for as bad as they were, I was pretty impressed by, you know, even with their lack of talent, they were still able to hang in games and compete, at least. It's not like they were getting smashed and blown out every week. They lost a lot, though.
That's 13 times.
Yeah.
Who's playing QB for them these days?
Mitch Trubisky. Okay. They're calling him Mitchell now, but Mitch is where I'm going to set my flag.
That's where you're at?
Yep.
What about our mutual friend down there? How does he feel about this QB?
Pretty much Well, I mean, you gotta have optimism, right? I mean, if we were to move on from Aaron and have some quarterback unrest, unsettlement, you'd have to be optimistic about it, but...
Then we have stuff to be optimistic about Seneca Wallace trotting out there a couple of years ago.
Yeah, but we also knew Aaron was coming back, so if we at least had that to lean on. But as far as what he told me, optimistic, they did lose, that city lost a lot of faith in their GM after that pick.
Oh, right.
Yeah. Because, I mean, they've got Glennon. That's the guy they're paying to be their starter, and now, I don't know, without even telling him, they bring in a quarterback like that and just smash the whole process.
Football is a business. The NFL, you know, it's not going to... It doesn't care about your feelings if they see it somebody younger. Just like when we had to kick Brett Favre out, and he wasn't done. He wasn't ready to hang up the cleats after waffling, and we said, no, we got the future waiting on the bench. And in hindsight, it turned out to be the right call.
Oh, for sure.
You know, you got to give credit to Favre's NFC Championship year with the Vikings. That was scary.
Yeah.
But overall, I'm glad they went to Rodgers. He could have maybe asked to get out of there.
What we and Packers fans can really appreciate is that Glennon and Trubisky are not Favre and Rodgers, so
we
can be a little happy there.
Yeah.
Enjoy watching that controversy a little bit.
Anybody you're looking forward to seeing this year? Maybe a breakout year, even if it's a rookie, maybe something you're looking for?
I'm looking for, kind of hope for it every year since his rookie season, but I'm looking for even more Devontae Adams explosion and consistency.
Yeah, I was pretty glad to inherit Adams' jersey this past season. It paid off.
Yeah,
he had a lot of great games.
I admittedly gave you a little hell for it right away. Not why would you have that? But yeah, it was good.
I held my ground.
Yeah.
I would say I'm looking forward to seeing if some of these rookie corners, maybe Kevin King here, if he can't pull something out just because the secondary was so atrocious last year.
Yeah, King and House.
Yeah, having House back. I mean, I don't know. I didn't really get to – I didn't hear much of him when he was at Jacksonville. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I didn't hear his name much down there. Maybe he was still making plays. I don't know, but...
Solid guy. I mean, it'll be nice to have a veteran leader in that, you know, secondary.
Yeah. I mean, and I think Ha-Ha, where he's at, he might be old enough to kind of lead that secondary. He's performed at least decent the last...
Yeah.
I think he's really finding his own.
I can't say I'd want or need anyone else back there.
Mm-mm.
I'm happy with his play for sure. Looking forward, I mean, on the offensive side, I'm really, really wanting to see Martellus Bennett and Lance Kendricks' effectiveness in the red zone.
Those were both acquisitions, weren't they?
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll see. Some double tight end sets, having both splitting out wide. I mean, Rodgers is so mobile.
I'm not sure if you know the answer to this. I think we signed Marty B for 3 years. Is that true?
I couldn't tell you on that.
That sounds right. I might have heard that today. Yeah, if you want to look it up, I guess. God, he's going to be good. That red zone attack is going to be deadly. Not sure about the running backs exactly. I love what Ty Montgomery does moving out of the backfield.
Right.
But
maybe it's one of those. Yeah, it was a 3 year. But as you were saying there, what were you saying?
Talking about the red zone attack and how it's probably going to be a little more heavily tight end than it is running back.
Right, we'll see.
I was seven of them on the roster.
People having tape on Ty Montgomery. Montgomery.
Yeah.
It could be one of those things where, you know, just because he switched midseason, nobody really knew how to handle him. I don't know.
Yeah.
Maybe he is that good.
It could be. He was definitely a nice fantasy acquisition last year, and I might consider a late round snag of him if he's still laying around.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, you're smiling at that. You don't know like that decision or what?
I don't know. I'm thinking I might pull him early.
Oh, now that I say that?
No, I'm just
great.
Kidding.
Great. Please grab him. First round.
We gave MB 21 mil. That's quite a bit.
That's going to be worth it. I think bold prediction of the year, Aaron could probably throw 40.
Wow. Okay. Mm-hmm. I stand by that claim.
35 to 40, somewhere in that range. And I know that's insane, but...
Why do people do that?
Got a little burnout action on the backyard there?
Yeah. Huh. That happens in South Detroit.
But, with all those weapons, and I mean, Ty Montgomery just basically being another receiver, it's, I feel like it's almost inevitable that he goes off on, has a sick
an MVP
offensive
year?
Performance.
Probably could have deserved it last year for sure. It's the LeBron James syndrome where the guy could almost win it every year.
Yeah,
it's a little different in the NFL where you have Thomas Brady over there, but...
Yeah, I kind of laid the MVP award on who won that championship game. I know that's not what it's based on, but whoever pulled it off kind of earned it, even though
Well,
Matt Ryan did beat us completely. Rutkowski fumbles.
That was
Matt
brutal.
Ryan had to go up against a completely fucked up, torn down, and beat up secondary, and we had Latroy Guyon playing offensive line by the end of the game.
Really?
Mm-hmm. I didn't even realize that. I've just heard word of it. Yeah, it's too many injuries, man. And that's kind of our curse every year, and yet we're still in the hunt all the time.
Remember Bubba Franks?
Yeah, I remember Bubba Franks. Big fuck.
This is a good picture of Marty.
You hear that he slept in the locker room last night?
Why?
I'm not sure exactly why. I'm just going to go ahead and believe that it's dedication to the craft and wanting to be around the facility.
Hmm.
Yep. I like to hear it, though, a little bit. At least it's something interesting coming out of camp.
Now he gets to go from one of the game's all-time greats to one of the best quarterbacks currently in the NFL. That's a true statement.
Mm-hmm.
First off, Mike Silver, I'm going to bow down.
Well, you got a little Mike Silver for us, huh?
That's illegal.
Not quite. You know, free media, all that.
A soundboard of somebody famous.
What is he doing ripping up those sheets?
I don't know.
We'll leave it. We'll leave it. Yeah. Any other Packers storylines that you've got your eye keyed in on?
No, I wouldn't. I don't know why I made me giggle. No, I don't have any in particular. I am just excited for it to get going here.
Mm-hmm. Me too. It's just a few days away. Just popped into my mind. Can you look up D'Angelo Yancey's height and weight?
Yeah,
the receiver they drafted.
Yancey is 6'1", 220, 22 years old. That makes him 1 year younger than us.
Okay.
Also got a rookie running back, Jamal Williams.
Jamal looks good. It'll bring him young action too.
Small school.
Yep. I'm not going to pass any judgment on those guys until after the preseason, maybe even after game 5. But I look forward to it. It's always exciting. I mean, the Packers usually pull off at least one young wide receiver every year, or someone who...
Yeah, well, I think that's just more Aaron Rodgers' excellence, and anybody that's high enough, athletic enough to be out on an NFL field, Rodgers will make it happen for them.
For sure. For
you know,
sure.
He'll put the ball there.
Fuck yeah.
Stick it in their helmet.
Well, can we turn to a little bit of do you have any feelings on the Kyrie decision and controversy?
The decision.
Yeah.
it's not so much a decision. He isn't guaranteed that trade.
No, but I'm saying, like, the balls to go up to management with, what, 3-4 years left on his deal and say, trade me now. I want out of this championship-caliber team.
Yeah, I mean, it just goes to show what the guy's playing for. I'm not going to shame the idea of wanting to lead a team and be a superstar. It must be an ego man more than a team sport championship chaser, because you're almost guaranteed to go to the championship if you stay with LeBron. Whereas, what's your hope? To go to some trash team just to be the most famous guy there?
It's been floated like a trade to someone like the Celtics. I know he wants to go to a team like the Timberwolves, but really it doesn't matter what the fuck he thinks.
Right, it doesn't matter what he wants.
Yeah, if they're going to trade him, they're going to trade him. If not, they won't. He'll just have to deal with it. I know you didn't like it when I brought it up, but I did mention to you a few weeks ago that I was interested in seeing what Kyrie would do alone in Cleveland. And I kind of assumed that he would just wait the year for LeBron to go, out west or farther east somewhere and run the team on his own. But maybe that's just management pushing him out. I don't know. It's interesting nonetheless, and I'm really loving this NBA offseason.
Yeah, it's been a decently fun one. Derrick Rose joining the Cavs is cool.
Fuck yeah. I don't know if he'll have a resurrection. It's hilarious that he dropped down to $2.1 million a year from, what was he getting, like 23?
Yeah, it was like 10% of his old check.
Mm-hmm. Brandon went to check something at the door. We'll see if he returns.
What?
Dog at the door or something?
Yeah. I thought I heard it tapping. I was really trying to find the soundboard.
A soundboard?
Yeah.
Who do you think gets cut? Is there anyone that's been around for a while that might not make the team? I've been thinking Jeff Janis for a couple of years, but
he's still on the roster?
Yeah.
Yeesh.
Return man.
Yeah. Return back of Scotty.
I am sad to not have Jared Abadirbadirbadiris, but yeah. I've got the jersey, so at least I can rock that.
That's true.
Mm-hmm. That receiving core is stacked. Maybe there's no room for him anymore.
Who's that?
Janis.
Mm.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Oh, yeah, Janice didn't go to Wisconsin.
No.
Michael
Abraderbaderbaders did.
Yeah, he sure did.
Mm-hmm.
Kendricks went to Scotty.
Lance Kendricks is nice. It's always good to have a Badger to root for, man.
Much like Bronson to the Bucks.
Yeah, did you see any of the Summer League games of them?
Yeah, he was hitting some in a couple of the games.
Yeah, his first one looked rough, and that's where I was only able to watch him, so I was a little disappointed that after his Player Tribune article where he called himself the best shooter in the draft, he wasn't really pulling it there. But if he was making his shots later, that's good to hear.
Yeah, he was hitting, knocking some down.
Mm-hmm.
I'm the best shooter in the draft.
Yeah, wrote it out there. And I appreciate the boldness, but you don't want me to bust
this hanger down? You don't bust that.
I appreciate the boldness. I like the confidence in the kid. Hopefully he's able to, I don't know, make the team or at least be a G leaguer over in Oshkosh.
Right.
Yeah. What do you think of DJ Wilson? You get your eye on that kid at all? He definitely fits
from,
into the
Michigan.
Yeah, he fits into the team all length.
Yeah, they're big dudes. Sure. Yeah, I mean, we'll see how he does.
Mm-hmm.
You never want to expect too much out of a rookie. Brogdon, I didn't really get much hype for him. I didn't hear much about him going into the season.
Yeah.
Wasn't an avid follower of the Bucks, but, no, I mean, rookie of the year, you can't do much better than that, right?
Hell no.
Seeing those guys live was a treat.
A lot of Phillies fans Philly 76ers fans are pissed off about that one.
Oh,
They thought their boy Sarge was going to get it.
Yeah. They had two guys that they thought were in the running.
Joel Embiid would have had it for sure if he didn't get injured. And I would have had no disgust or disappointment in that at all. The guy's a freak. Possible NBA all-timer if he's able to, you know, keep his knees together. I'd go as far as saying that. While we're on him, and we started this with expectations, let's end it with it. What do you expect out of the Bucks this year?
The Bucks. I think round two of the playoffs.
Round two?
Yeah. think that experience last year truly helped them. I had two wins on the Raptors.
Mm-hmm. Would you call it a failed season if they don't make it that far?
I don't think. I think if they fought a good seven or six games in round one again, mm-hmm. I couldn't be too mad depending on who they're playing. Depends on what kind of seeding they get. I think any year where you go into the postseason and you at least put up a fight, you can't mm-hmm. call that a failed season, especially with this young of a group.
Yeah. With the disintegration of the East, I would expect them to have a higher seed than this last year, just because they're staying together and have a really solid young core, mm-hmm. and Giannis being a budding superstar.
Yeah.
I think they could at least be higher tiered
to
play
in
the team.
From what I hear on the national media level, no longer a hidden superstar is here. No longer emerging.
He's there.
He's emerged.
Good.
Especially, he was one of the only people actually putting in effort at the All-Star game when mm-hmm. a lot of eyes are on you.
Mm-hmm.
So.
God, he's a freak. Fuck, I love watching him play. It was so nice to get to see him live. It's kind of unreal. That chase down block that he had, where he's starting at three-quarter court, and you think, like, oh, it's a play where, you know, anyone would give up on it. It's just going to be a dunk on the other end. Giannis comes out of fucking nowhere and just swats the ball.
Yeah.
He's like, I don't know, what, 5-10 steps behind?
Right.
It was just stupid how fast he got there.
Long.
But well, thanks for having this conversation, man.
Yeah, I appreciate you having me.
We're going to get the handshake sound in there. Awesome. All right. I'll talk to you later.
No, just put it in later.